Is that a husband and wife show that we have today? I don't know if that's a good thing. I don't know if you guys are going to be happy about it, but we're going to try it anyway. Chopper and I here on the podcast. And the reason is, well, we haven't had one in a while. We were in California, and Alex's schedule has just gotten crazy for whatever reason. He was supposed to be here last week.
Might be the hair transplant.
Yeah, he might. Literally might be doing the fucking hair transplant. He was here last... Well, we were supposed to do one last week. Again, we usually do one on Tuesdays, but it's just getting moved and moved and moved. So I think the next one is going to be on Friday or Saturday. And then we were supposed to have Sam on the podcast today and Dora. But Dora got into an accident, fucked his face up really bad. I don't know if I'm supposed to tell that story or not.
I was going to say, I don't think you're supposed to say that.
No, I think I'm okay saying that he crashed his face, but he doesn't want me to show pictures of his face, I think is what it was. But get well soon to Dora for all of you guys, who, especially BSE fans, if you want to send him a message. I think he was drunk and fell.
Oh,
and
shit.
And hit his face on the floor or something, and just fucking everything's just demolished. Teeth, all of it's gone.
Oh, my God.
And then Sam was supposed to be on the show today, but I think she had some, like, you know, she does these things where she goes tokotobato and does all these peace stuff. Really, I mean, God bless her, right? I mean, amazing to do that, but every time she goes, my message to her, just don't get shot. I mean, it's not the best part of the world. So everybody's not available, and I thought we should do a show, so let's do the show. And
in short, I'm the last resort.
Well, no, you were always going to be here. It's just whether we were going to have three of us or two of us, but today it'll be two of us. So welcome to the podcast. It is, of course, GTWM year number 13. I want to say hi and hello to everybody on the Zoom room who's joining us. Thanks for being here. Of course, you can chat away there and interact. And I've pinned the GTWM Discord. I don't think I've put the updated link for Discord. I'm getting messages saying that the link isn't working. I will work on that. I'm just fucking, sometimes I'm so fucking lazy, you know. But I promise, man. I always promise you guys shit that I never deliver on because... I don't know.
Just someone send me the updated link. I'll put it in.
Yeah, we'll do that. All right. Anyway, let's get to it. I don't know how many episodes we're going to do. We were supposed to do it back to back. But again, that's generally how many calls we have lined up on a given Tuesday when Alex and Chopper are here. But since they're not, Alex isn't here, I'm not sure if we're going to do the back to back today. We will see. It's kind of awkward just having this pairing, but we will try our best. So let's get to our first call. We will talk to John, who's 36 years old. John is in Chicago, and he's going to ask us, I don't know if this is love, life, sex, but I think when Alex isn't here, we try to lead to...
What's that? Life, what?
Love, life, or sex, right? Oh, okay. Usually. But when Alex isn't here, I try to get those questions that sometimes don't get on the podcast because they deal with certain kinds of drama. Mm-hmm. Finances, career, or if you're homosexual like John. Hey, John, what's up, man?
Hi. Good morning in the Philippines. Good evening here in the U.S. Yes. I am a one chopper.
Hey, yeah, John.
Hey, John, you're in Chicago. We don't get a lot of Chicago callers for whatever reason. I don't know if you guys are just shy or no one likes us over there. I don't know.
Well,
but...
there's a lot of people listening to you here, so
yeah,
I'm sure of that.
Hey, quick question. The gays, you guys use the Z sound on the S a lot.
Is it really? Like, do they really?
Yeah. They got losers.
I'm not really. I don't know. Maybe I'm just, like, it's just my subconscious or something that I, like, hear often, so.
You know, now that as many of you guys know, I'm taking French, right? And that sound exists in their language when you have the S with a vowel. So now I'm sounding like this when I look around.
So mas French so lang talaga yung pag-pronounce ng mga gays.
Yeah, that S sound is...
I like it.
That happens in French. So I am trying to really kind of, you know, I'm more cognizant of it now. John, what's the drama in your life? What do you want to talk about, by the way, Chopper?
Yeah. First off, thank you so much for giving me this time, Chopper and Mo. You know, I really want to call you when Chopper is around. So,
yeah. Well,
thank you so much.
Today's the day.
Today is the day. Today's right, your lucky day.
Right, look at
day,
that. So,
what's up? Yeah.
So, basically, this is about my boyfriend who recently broke up with me. We've been together for 2 years and we lived together for 1 year and 6 months.
Yeah.
I own the house. He doesn't pay any rent, bills, and all of that.
Okay.
So I traveled abroad for 30 days during the holidays and went back to the U.S. January 15.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Picked him up at the airport, and all that. But as soon as I arrived home, he handed me the letter, the breakup letter. He read it to me. And I know for sure that he was not the one who wrote the letter. Basically, in the letter, he wanted to break up with me because he wanted to grow on his own. He wanted independence, more independence, I guess. And I guess he wants to do things on his own without thinking about me or the relationship or, you know, things like that.
Can I get a quick stat count here again? Sorry, yeah. I was trying to fuck around with the video. There's something wrong with it. But how long have you guys been together?
We've been together for 2 years, but we lived together for a year and 6 months.
Okay, so all right. Most and then part, how old is this guy?
He is 24. Oh, so basically, I'm 12 years older than him.
Okay, it sounds age gappy, you know, whether older or younger.
Like a generational gap.
Yeah, I don't see 24-year-olds writing a Dear John letter.
I know.
Though. And funny enough, your name's John, but the Dear John letter, which goes ages. I mean, fuck, you might be even too young for that. It's that letter that you leave when you just leave and you kind of leave it on the table.
On the table or the bed, dining, the pillow.
Just fuck you or, you know, hate you, I'm out. You know? Yeah. It's weird for a 24-year-old letter to write a Dear John letter to John. Okay, so the growing and all. I mean... You know, I'll tell you honestly, and I know your question isn't there, but every time I hear I need to grow, I need to do shit, I always think he's fucking around, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but for sure.
He is 24. Maybe there's growth there also, like that's necessary for him, or he feels like it's necessary.
Yeah. I don't know what he exactly feels.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what he told me. He wanted to grow on his own, more independence. He needed to love himself more. Like, I think, so we've been together for 2 years, and he said that at this point in his life, he feels like he's forgotten about himself. Like, yes. Fuck that.
Fuck this shit.
I know. Hey, all right. I know. Well, here's the thing, though. Okay, it's fine for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I really respect his decision. If you want to break up with me, that's all okay. If you want to grow, that's all fine. But the most annoying thing is that he did not even write the letter. The mom wrote the letter for him. Okay.
Oh, the mom. So, how do you know it's the mom? You know the
well,
mom's...
I asked him. Oh, I asked him. Okay. After he's done reading the letter to me, I said, okay, there's no way you wrote this letter, right? You did not write this letter, did you? And he goes, no, it's my mom who wrote the letter, but I approve of it.
He approves of it. Okay, gladly. Is he Filipino? Sorry, did I ask that?
No, he's white.
He's white. Okay, sounds like it.
How old's the mom?
The mom is like 50 years old, but he's an only child, so she's always involved in everything.
Great, great. No, that's good, though. That's awesome. Okay, so what's the problem, though?
Well, yeah, at the end of the letter, they're asking me if I can help him as a friend.
To do what?
To still live with you?
To still live with me while he gathers his shit. No.
Whatever happened to being more independent?
I know, independent, growth, and all that.
I need to grow. I need more independent, but I also need your house.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not even possible. Like, you said you want to be independent. You want to do things on your own. But then again, you're asking for my help to live in my house. As you gather your shit and save up money and move to an apartment. I go, like, the reason why I didn't ask you for any rent, bills, and all of that is because I want you to save up money. And that's, like, for fucking 2 years, you didn't save any penny. And now you're asking me to give you time to save up money and all of that shit? Do I expect you to save up money in 3 or 4 months? Hell no.
Are you a nurse?
I am.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. You got that nurse kind of fucking take your fucking medicine. Sounds like it, right?
Take your anal prolapse and suck it right back in.
Okay, so I hope you're not calling us because you're like, should I let him live with us?
Oo nga. Anong tanong dyan?
I know. I'm so stupid to do that. And then, so stupid.
January 15, nung dumating siya.
Okay, so he's been living with you for a week.
Broken up na kayo.
Yes, basically.
So give me
a legitimate question here, John, because I think we already know what it is. I just want to hear it exactly how your brain cooks it.
Okay, firstly, with the mom, do I confront her? her because I feel like it's so unfair for me. Because what happened was this: while I was traveling, the son went to her and asked for advice, or you know, like maybe shared something about our relationship. And what she did was, okay, tell me how you feel. Tell me what you feel towards your boyfriend. I'm going to write a letter, hand it to him, and you guys break up. That's basically what happened.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right. Well, what do you want? Are you trying to save this relationship, though?
No, I'm not. But I want them to know who I am as a person. I want them to know that what they did was wrong. I want them to realize that this is not how it should be, because I've been nothing but kind to them.
John,
you know?
John, listen, I don't really...
I don't see anything wrong.
Hold on, babe. Look at me. I don't really see anything wrong with this. What's wrong is asking for favors after the breakup. That's what's wrong, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's not even that wrong. They're just asking. It's wrong for us because it's stupid and funny and it doesn't coincide with the reason why he wants to break up with you. That's what's... It's almost like just stupid. It's not even wrong. It's stupid.
Yeah. What's the equivalent? I can't think of anything.
It's like, hey, we're going to fire you, but can you work with us here for a month without
pay?
Like, it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
You're fired, but can you still help us in the last 2 weeks?
Can you train your replacement for free?
Yeah.
No, fucker. So I don't think you need to confront the mom because I honestly think it's kind of cute how they did it. Like, I like the mom was involved. I like you wrote the letter. I find it cute. I know it's not really adulty, and it is still against what he's trying to achieve by being more independent and by being more himself. He should have written the letter. But honestly, when you throw in the fact that he wants to live with you for X amount of time, it's at worst, we'll call it hypocritical, but at best, it's probably just him being young and stupid.
Okay, can I just add to that? So with I don't think there's anything wrong with the letter writing and all that stuff. He consulted with his mom. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would prefer it a different way probably too. But I think the confronting part, don't do that. Like I think show how adults actually manage this, right? There's you had no relationship with the mom anyway. I would just go ahead and show your ex how, you know, you want to be a grown up. Then let's deal with this like grown ups. Like, you have 3 days to pack your shit up and go live with your mom or wherever, because I want to go move on with my life and I'm going to start dating again. And I don't want you here when I do that.
You don't have to date again. You don't have to tell him that you're going to date again.
For whatever reason. That's just an example.
John, the reason why, because of the excuse, it just tells me he's going to take advantage of the free housing. The moment you guys separate, he's not gonna do anything for you. He's not gonna be there for you. He's not going to fucking reach out if you have a problem. It feels like a very one way favor, and I'm not into that. So, you know, I'm sorry if I'm just drinking the soda, I'm burping like crazy. I really think you should kick him out right away. It's even going to help him with his little mission to, now you're homeless. That's cute. Let's see how you prevail. And you kick him out. It'll help him, to be honest.
Where is his mom anyway? Is the mom in Chicago too? Or
yes.
Oh, you know, my goodness. Mom, take your son back.
They live like 25 minutes away from us. So
there you go. Good.
Well, then he's not homeless.
Yeah. Okay. I would even like pack his...
Well, then again, I'm so confused though, because the mom supported his decision, but the mom clearly stated that she's not willing to take him back home.
In the letter? How did she do that? The letter was supposed to be coming from...
No, it's like personal. Like I've known that since we started dating. Like, he was previously living in an apartment, and then because the mom kicked him out, so we moved in together, and then the mom clearly stated at that time that, you know, in case you want to go back home, just so you know, I'm not going to accept you anymore.
Okay. I would another option would be pack all his stuff up, leave it at the front door of the mom, and leave a letter also for the mom.
I don't think this has to be dramatic, John. You know, this just has to be, hey, I can't do what you're asking. That's all.
Yeah, simple.
Whatever. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I'm brokenhearted here. You're dumping me. The rules of the universe dictate that you should be going and detaching yourself from me, not me giving you help, so you can eventually ghost me or leave me or whatever. That's
Yeah.
This doesn't sound fair. Don't like that deal. I'm here looking out for myself, just like you were looking out for you. And I'm getting the short end of the deal here. I mean, I know you're a nurse. You probably work long hours. So if you do break up and if he still stays home, you likely won't see him that much anyway. But it's not about the convenience. It's just about the principle. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. You know, I only work 2 days a week, but this week I worked 5 days just because I wanted to just avoid him. You know, like it's my freaking house, but I have to avoid somebody living there. Like, you're literally a stranger squatting in my house right now. But
did you fuck him since the breakup? Have you fucked him at all?
No, not at all. I don't want to be legal. Like, you know, like I might get into trouble for that, you know?
No, you'll be fine. Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, no, John, out ASAP.
Yeah,
preferably out ASAP. In the great Chicago cold. Kick him out when it's winter.
Yes.
Always better that way.
Yeah. Okay. Makes me feel guilty, but okay. Thank you,
no,
guys.
No, don't feel guilty about it. You're broken up. Don't feel guilty about it.
You're
John.
Good. Thanks, brother.
Thank you. Bye.
Sayo lang
nun, ha? Break na tayo, pero makikita na muna ako sa inyo for at least 3 months.
I think this happens a lot.
Really?
Yeah, I think. Because breakups are a logistical pain in the ass.
Well, don't you just want to plan this out then if you're the one? Like, because the other party clearly thought this through, right? I'm going to break up. You know what? Maybe I'll break up 3 months from now while I save up for the moving out.
Oh, well, then you would have to stomach sexual... like request shit that drives you crazy about the person.
Wow.
I mean, no, really, because they don't know you're breaking up with them. You're going to blindside them. And that's wrong. Like, that's inherently wrong. And the person, like, if you had plans on breaking up with me 3 months from this day, and the entire time we're like, oh, we have Valentine's. Oh, let me go plan Valentine's dinner. Oh, let me do this. All knowing that you're just going to fucking, you know, stick a knife in my back. Outside of it being wrong, it's also very hard to pull off on your end. Like, you are going to diabolically plan a break.
If you're really out the door.
And and then every time I kiss you, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with her?
Gaggy.
Because that's a terrible idea. We will take a break. When we come back, we have more of the show. It is GTWM year number 13. I'll get you the episode number in a bit. Whether we do a back-to-back remains to be seen, but just nice to talk to you guys and just kind of interact again after a couple of days of scheduling errors. But I do believe, again, we may have a Friday back-to-back episode, regular AMA as well, and then a BSC one for sure next week. Take a break back after this. Don't go away.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.
Welcome back to the podcast. You're listening to Good Times with Mo, the podcast, year 13, episode number 5. I finally got that right. Chopper, myself, married couples episode today. On this, what is it, January 22nd in our part of the world, 23rd for you guys. I feel like this is the part where I'm like, okay, Alex, plug your shows. And because there's nothing there, I don't know what to talk about.
There's nothing that we plug.
I've got a couple articles. You know, I have a game I want to... Oh, man, I don't want to launch it. Okay, I had something in mind that I thought would be fun for AMA episode to keep Alex off his cell phone when we're actually talking on the show. I don't want to talk about it just yet. I would rather have him here, but it's this game I've been marinating in my head. Mm-hmm. And it's been kind of making it sound like the podcast will be a little bit more morning radio show than podcast. I hope that's not a bad thing. But if
it
is,
I remember the morning show. It was fun when there were some games
But the radio show is the radio show and the podcast is the podcast. Okay? There was a clear separation on the mood, the style, and all of that.
Now I'm curious about this game.
Yeah, I had a game in my mind, and it's not something we could play on the radio. By the way, speaking of the radio, we please don't say anything, babe, because there are like limits to what we can say. But the radio show on Magic will be back on the 5th of February, I believe. It's been off because there's no one in studio. Ever since COVID, we've had just struggles finding people to be in studio. But we think we may have come up with a remedy, and we will launch it, or I'll talk about it, announce it. I know it sounds so fucking self-centered, but we will announce it at some point. But Feb 5, back on the radio every single day, or at least weekdays. And I hope you guys can watch out for that. And gosh, we can get through some of these COVID financial limitations that the station has had since then. But Feb 5, please give it a go. All right, let's take our next call. We'll talk to Casey. Casey's 37 years old. She is in Quezon City, and Casey's here. Hi, Casey. How are you?
Casey from QC. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Mo. Good morning, Chopper. I'm all good. I just wanted to basically ask your opinion about this issue that I'm having. I'm not really sure if it's an issue. So well, I just wanted to like give you a brief background story.
Please go.
Okay, so it actually started just last month, December, so it's fairly new, and I'm not sure if it's something that I want to like proceed with, but basically I'm dating this guy who's way, way younger than me. So just to make it more clear, a 22. He's 22.
The last guy before you was 36. His boyfriend was
22.
Was it 22?
Oh,
or
24.
Yeah, 24. So yeah. And you're 37 and he's 22?
Yeah.
All right.
So there's like a 14-year back age gap.
Okay.
And I think if I'm a guy and I'm dating like a younger girl, I think society accepts it more than, you know, women dating younger guys.
It depends. It depends on the age gap. I mean,
I don't think we accept the whole.
No, I think people accept it a lot. I think people accept the age gap quite a bit. The level of chismis and narrative we write when it's a girl and a guy, like if the girl's older, we write like more shit goes in our head. Like
it's more creative.
Oh shit! What the fuck's going on here? Right?
How do they meet?
But I don't think anyone says it's taboo. I think with the guy and the younger girl, we all know. Okay, he's rich. Okay, he's rich. Like that's it. He's rich. And powerful, or the boss. You know, we can come up with all this narrative, and it makes sense. With girls, with a big age gap, God, do we still go with boys starving. Like, starving.
But that's usually, like, medyo cougar levels, right? That's, like, 50 and up dating younger. But in this situation, when it's, you know, a young woman like her.
Well, 37, 22, we go back to the guy now. So, okay, this is a really good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you're in your 50s, like menopausal, all of that shit, and the guy that you're dating is in the 20s, we treat you just like we treat the boy-girl version.
Yeah.
Right. There's money here, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When you're 37 guy and you're dating 22, all your guys are like high-fiving you because it's like, wow, you know, like, man, you get that young sexual energy, you know, you do all of that.
Mm-hmm.
When it's a girl in 37 dating 22, we still go back to the guy and we're like, puta pare, love the MILF. Like, we go back to the guy.
Kahit walang anak, di ba? Kahit siya nanay MILF.
Yeah, even if you're not, it's like, oh, fucking MILF, when we high-five the guy. So a lot of the attention, I think, really still goes to the guy. It only reverts to you girls when we have that Vicky Hayden age gap.
Wait, I have a question.
Because the Vic Soto, Pauline, I mean, Chopper's, like, loves Pauline Luna, loves her. I'm like, the age gap is fucking 50 years.
If she was a close friend of mine, I would strongly advise.
Yeah, but you love her. You like her.
Oh, yeah, she's a friend. She's an acquaintance. Like, we did some commercials together, but doesn't, like, if I was a very close friend, I would have advised against marrying Vic Soto.
But why?
Because he's too old.
And what's wrong with that?
I don't know. That's just my personal preference.
So why would you talk her out of it if it was a personal preference?
Because
why would
you talk out somebody? If I'm a close friend, I'm the close friend that would meddle. You know, that's it.
Okay.
There's right. no rationale behind it.
Yeah, because it would be weird to say, like, hey, that's my personal preference, but I'm going to talk her out of her personal preference.
Yeah, that's just a meddling BFF, you know?
Okay, all right, Casey, you're 37, he's 22. What's the drama?
Yeah. So I actually met him at a place that I frequent. So he's, to say it directly, he's more of the minimum wage kind of guy.
Yeah, no, I get you.
Okay, all right, and... I've already climbed the corporate ladder, so we're way different in terms of social class. So I'm thinking of at my age, I'm thinking of my future. Mm-hmm. Is he someone that would be able to kumbagay mabubuhay ba niya ako if in case I do proceed with this relationship? So let's say magkapamilya kami, I need to stay home with the baby. Kaya ba namin mabuhay pag di ako nag-work? Yung ganun.
Does he try to work?
He is working.
Does he have a mission to climb up the corporate ladder as well, or wherever he is?
Is he promising?
Well, he's not really saying anything about that right now.
He's
so
22.
That's also
he's
22 exactly. So ang iniisip ko ngayon is there a 22-year-old who really knows what he wants? Because one of the reasons why I'm hesitant with him was I recently caught him, if that's the right term, na talking with other girls. He also saw his ex twice.
And what was the excuse?
Okay, so here's the big thing that I wanted to ask if I'm in the right here. So the first time that we met, I told him that I don't really want a relationship because I came from a long-term relationship, 8 years. So we just broke up with that. I just broke up with that guy. So I don't want anything new right now.
How long ago was this when you told this to him?
We broke up 9 months ago. So I was 9 months single.
When did you give him the line 9 months ago that, hey, I'm not looking for anything serious? You literally said that to him 9 months ago.
No. So my ex and I broke up 9 months ago. I met this guy last month.
Okay, so 1 month.
All right. Hold on. So this is all of this is your fault. Casey, this is all your fault. Honestly, I can't even blame the guy at all for any of it. You told him literally a month ago, right, that you were not looking for anything serious. Now you're on the show going, is this guy going to take care of me when I get pregnant and I got to
fucking take
I mean, come on, dude. What the fuck, man?
I know. It sounds fucked up when I say it like that, right? But what I want to add to it is he's been living here with me for the past month. So parang kami nagbabahay-bahayan.
Why is he living in with you?
I know. I thought you didn't want anything serious.
No, I don't even mind. Listen, I don't even mind if you FUBU live in. Is there a FUBU live in?
No.
That'd be so cool. There's got to be FUBU live in somewhere that's not monetary gain. I know during COVID there was FUBU live
in. Who pays the rent?
Well, hold on. Hold on 1 second. I remember back during the COVID days when we would do the show, I could recall there may have been a couple of, we're not allowed to go out, FUBU, so we're just going to sit here and fucking FUBU live in.
Yung mga magkakapitbahay din sa condo, diba? It's like, okay, well, you know, wala, and there's this hot guy down there.
Yeah, that's right. But that's not really FUBU live in. That's different. That's FUBU in building. That's a completely different concept. FUBU live in has got to be prevalent, and we're just not coming across it on the show a lot. But it's got to be huge out there.
We need people to message us on Instagram to say, yes, I am a person.
Well, we have it right here, babe. Yeah. This is literally what you want, right?
This is one.
So it's FUBU Live-In. But,
exhibit number one.
Yeah. So when did it go from FUBU Live-In, don't want anything serious, to... Does he have the financial stability to take care of me when I'm pregnant? And you know, I know you're going to bring up the whole, he's talking to another girl. Of course he's talking to another girl.
He's 22 and you said you didn't want anything serious.
Yeah, you literally gave him the pass to do that.
That's his exact reason to me na I said that I didn't want anything serious, so he didn't know that that's what I wanted. But he was already saying to me like he loves me and he wants to be with me. I'm the one.
Yeah.
Those are all things you say to keep the, you know, the...
Not really. Maybe he feels that way. But you told him he was not going to be anything more. That's on you. That's why I said, this is your fault. Even if he said, I love you and I want something, you established the boundaries.
Okay. All right.
Now,
okay,
if you want to change and adjust and move the boundaries a little bit, you can. That was an opportunity. Okay, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm rethinking this now.
You could even use Kim texting the other girls, which he said, well, that's why. Then you go, okay, you know what? Maybe we should put
be
a little
exclusive.
Bit of boundaries.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I really don't like this, KC, early on living in. Mm-hmm, the age gap is, well, fine. I'm okay with the age gap. But the whole living in part in the first month, and it's a little oof. I'm not sure if the... I'm not even worried about the financial security. I'm talking about just...
It's too close.
Did you just bring some fucking stranger in your house?
I know. Did you know him from before?
No, because I met him a few months ago, but we just started this thing last month.
Okay, keep talking.
So he's not
really
a complete stranger.
I apologize. Give me more. Yeah. What's the question?
Yeah, so that was like mainly the thing that I'm worried about. Like, is there really... Because I'm worried about me being already 37, right? And... Am I gonna waste like in 3 years' time? I'm gonna be 40. Am I gonna be wasting my time spending it with him when he might be a flight risk, or should I be spending time with someone closer to my age who, like, really wants to, like, you know, they already know that they want to settle down. Do you know that at 22 years old?
Okay, yeah. So you're, it's tough, man. Everything's a risk. Every relationship is a risk. Doesn't matter how old you are. All of that stuff just adds to the level of risk. A 22-year-old guy, you know, who's living in with you, who thinks he's a FUBU, and then you think that when you're 40, is he a flight risk? Of course he's a flight risk. Of course. Yes. Mm-hmm. Does it guarantee that he's going to leave? No. But if you ask us what percentages are and all of that stuff, it's a pretty high percentage he's going to leave.
Yeah.
And if you go, well, should I just go with somebody more my age? And I'm like, okay, where are those guys? I mean, I don't want to say every 37-year-old is married or has just come from a broken marriage or whatever, but to find just a regular, single, awesome 37-year-old guy with not a lot of baggage, pretty hard to do as well. Very risky to kind of put those parameters in your head. I think you just, you want to go with the flow. I apologize for such obvious advice. You want to just kind of not panic and not target every single person that comes along and says, okay, this might be the one. I get that there's a clock in your head, both maybe the maternal clock about having children or 37. Oh my God, I'm not settled down. I understand that, but you're going to make a big mistake if you just grab the next thing in front of you. And you know this. That's why we're here. Mm-hmm. You know that a 22-year-old guy comes with an enormous amount of risk. Enormous.
Yeah.
But... I would just give it some time. I'm not going to kick him out. I'm not going to break up with him. He said he loved you. I will see if he is real about it, if he is genuinely showing feelings. Give him your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried only, though, about the if he's using you for the free housing, kind of just like our last caller.
Yeah, if not, his work is actually like 5 minutes away from where I'm staying.
Yeah, if he doesn't live with you, who's he living with?
He lives with his family,
which is far from his work. Or...
Yeah, it's not really far. It's like maybe 30 minutes away.
You know what's a sweet deal? Yeah. You know what's a sweet deal? If I'm 22 and I don't have a great gig and my job is 5 minutes away and I got a MILF who's really good looking, by the way. I mean, Casey, you're attractive. If I have this MILF 37-year-old girl who's climbed the corporate ladder, you know what's a great gig for me? Fucking this girl every day of my life while I'm going to work down the street for 5 minutes, until I can find some stability, and then leaving you.
Yeah.
You know, when you're like, that's an amazing gig.
So I'm kind
of... That's where the risk is.
I'm on the fence here with going with the flow, because when you say... what was it you said, KC, about am I like just wasting my time, or is there a high risk of wasting my time?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, to me, it's a yes, only because with most guys, and I think Mo and Alex and most guys on the show have said this, right? They start thinking about settling down later in their late 30s. And like at 22, he's still in his adventure mode and settling down mode and is not in his head right now, right?
It depends. It depends on what kind of catch you have. Obviously, if you're 25 and you're dating Wurzbach, you're like, I'm getting married today. You know, you do that, right? It depends on what your catch is. Now, if Casey, for example, at 37, I'm 22 and my professional perspectives aren't great, I've got free housing, I got free meals, I got free life, I'm, you know, dating somebody who can really shower me, dude, that's a good gig. Now, how long is it going to last?
And then on the point that you asked, like, will he be able to take care of you and your future family if you go down that path? I think you know the answer to that. Because he's just very much starting in his career, you will be the breadwinner of this family for a while. Right. Yeah. Unless he's exceptional at what he does and he you know, breaks into his industry as someone who can climb up either the corporate ladder or puts up his own business, or they're a wealthy family and then mom and dad decides for him to run their business or whatever. Right.
The math doesn't add up, though, babe, because you're 37. You just turned 37 last week, right?
Yes.
Okay, belated happy birthday. You said that to us off air. Here's where the math is the problem. You have a couple of years here to have a child, if that's what you want. And you're expecting that when you have that child in a few years, he's going to be financially stable. He's going to be 25 at the latest. At the latest, he'll be 25. Okay. So he's not going to be that unless, again, he, as Chopper said, hits the lotto. You're not going to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You will not be taken care of by a 24-year-old. You're not.
Mm-hmm.
So the math doesn't add up. It doesn't matter if he's a great guy. He could be an amazing guy. Let's say he didn't text those girls. He didn't meet up with his ex. Let's say he's the single greatest 22-year-old boy on the face of fucking QC. The math still isn't in your favor.
Kailangan, if you decide to move forward with this, you alam mo yon, highly likely scenario, and that you would save up already for that future scenario, and it's not gonna be the type of probably what you think, like, oh, you'll take time off from work and be full time mom for a while.
Yeah, you know, I think Chavez got a point. Just if you want to have a child, and you're honest about that, you got a year or two, maybe three, maybe four, and man, four's really pushing it, right?
Yeah,
you got 4 years to save so you can carry the financial burden of that. And that's just the reality if this is the boy in your life. Okay? So that's why I'm saying go with the flow. I don't want to kick him out because he hasn't done anything wrong. That was your fault.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
But the longer he is in your life, the riskier for a heartbreak, riskier for you to fail, and you don't want to fail. All of that just really starts to compound.
And you don't have to be exclusive either, Casey. Like, you can still keep dating him. Now, maybe I wouldn't have him live with you if you want to also date other guys. Because you can date multiple guys at a time as long as everyone knows that there's no exclusivity there, right? So I would also recommend that path and see what's out there for you. I mean, you were in an 8-year relationship. And the first guy that you dated, you're already thinking about settling. What is my future like with this? It sounds like you're in a race that no one's racing with you anyway. You know, it's like this personal.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
But it's the first guy. You're not agad yon. Like, ito na.
Yeah. Well, I was not happy about that decision, but I don't know if I wouldn't be seeking anything when I know I'm kind of. Do you feel like you're desperate right now because of your age?
Yeah, all the people around me are like married, having kids. So I feel like pressure. I feel that pressure.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I should be like doing it now. If I do, I only have 3 years and then I'm going to be 40. So I don't know if that's safe to
have
a baby after that.
Yeah, let's do this, man. If you get pregnant and you can see life as a single mom as something okay for you, and you don't have to be married or you don't have to have a husband. It doesn't have to be a traditional Filipino
Absolutely,
home.
Yeah.
If you think you can be okay with that, then I would go down that route. Maybe even with this kid.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But hold on. But if that's not what you want, because I don't want to sit here and go, hey, girl power, women empowerment, have that kid. Fuck you, you don't need a husband. Well, what do you mean that's what you want, not what you want? You want something that looks traditional. Because you know what? Traditional has been good for a lot of people. And that level of stability and sanity produce better children.
Yeah, okay? Raising a family
so
is hard.
It produces better children. Not that it's hard. Your children end up being better. Better off, most often. Now, obviously, there's shitbag kids that come from great families. But there's a lot of scary stories from
broken family.
Non-traditional. Let's just say non-traditional. For now. And maybe that changes in 50 years. But it doesn't change just because wokeness 4 years ago said, yeah, girl, you can do it by yourself. Mm-hmm. Fuck these guys. Well, yeah. But are you thinking about your child or are you thinking about you? So if you're okay and you think you can pull it off, then great. But if what you want is traditional and truly in your heart, that's what you want, then my worry is always that desperation leads to bad choices. And that's why I say go with the flow. Maybe you'll probably only have one kid in your life. And that's okay. It might come at 40, though. Just the way the math is right now. You're 37. Yeah. You just 37 last week. So you're early 37. I would give myself a couple of years. I would give myself at least a year of going with the flow, not dating, I need to date four guys and I need to pick one of them. No, that desperation, you don't want desperation to dictate this important part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then if something comes around, then it comes around. If it doesn't, then we start having the conversation, can I be a single mom without having a traditional family? And can I be happy about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
All right, Casey.
Got it.
So, yeah, you don't have to kick him out. You don't have to kick him out.
Really? No kicking out for now?
You don't have to kick him out. He hasn't done anything wrong.
I don't know. I think it's just too early still to be being together. I don't know about that. I mean, maybe don't have him move in, but have him stay a couple of nights. Like, has he moved in? Like, he moved his stuff in?
No. Like, he has, like, a few clothes here, but not completely.
Yeah, but when I say keep him around, it's not, I don't really so much the entity of your home, but the hey, this is not a FUBU thing anymore, okay? I'm looking for something a bit more serious. If that's not your shit, you can go.
Yeah. I would definitely put that out there already.
Okay.
And let that be known to him.
Got it.
All right. Good luck.
All right.
Thanks, Casey.
Okay. Thank you so much, guys.
Yep. No worries.
Good luck.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Again, we always make everything about looks, but you know, sometimes you get on the show. Sometimes you get on the show and it's just human of us, wrong of us, but human of us to go, how the fuck can you not find somebody? Like, you're attractive. It's going to be stupid, dumb nerds out there, nerd guys.
No, it's not that she couldn't find somebody. It's like the first one, Yuna Agad, she jumped on it right away. So she's not
looking. We don't
know
that, though. We don't know where these, like,
she said, I met this guy at a place that I frequent. Could be a bar, a gym, or whatever, right? I knew him already months ago, but we started dating just recently.
Yeah, no, I get the recap. I'm saying if I were 37 and I am looking for what she's looking for, and let's be realistic, I look the way she looks, I don't have to rely on 22-year-old boys to hit on me because I'm not, as much as I've thrown the word desperate around, I just feel like if you look like this girl, you don't even have to be desperate.
Well, what does a guy look like since we're on the looks part? Baka naman talagang, can we call her back?
No. I'm not focusing on this 22-year-old guy. I'm focusing on this girl. Like, if I look like her, and she's pretty. I mean, she's not some of the hottest girls that call their show. But you're telling me that this girl, at 37.
She looks hot, though.
Yeah. No, she's pretty. She is attractive. We've had some real fucking stunners, though, right, on this podcast. She is plenty attractive that you would think quite a bit of 30-plus-year-old guys who have a stable fucking outlook in life would be thrilled to date this girl. They'd be like, oh my God, I just hit the jackpot with this girl.
Yeah.
Putangina, ma'am, mami, tignan mo yung Instagram ni, ano. Like, you would be so thrilled. So why is a 22-year-old, like, why is that the guy in her life? Gives me red flags. Now, if I tell, if I, and Casey, you're listening still, right? I'd be like, okay, fine, I'll suck it up, and I'm going to date a nerd. Fine, he might not be super hot, or fine, he might not be, but this is going to get what I'm hoping to find.
Yeah, we don't know what her, like, relationship history is. We get sometimes, like, you know, those you go for usually. I'm not saying she is like yung mga bad boys ganyan. Eh, syempre pagka may pattern ka na ganyan, it doesn't lead to where you really wanna end up, you know, if you go down that path. So I don't know.
All right. Anyway, it is it's a back to backer, I think. Let's cut it here because we I think we got two ready to go. Everybody's gonna be in attendance today for the caller list. Thanks for hanging out with us on a short episode. Of course, Chopper, thanks for just kind of jumping in here and doing this episode minus all the regulars. But we will have another one tomorrow. So this has been Good Times with Mo, the podcast, year number 13, episode number 5. If you're on the Zoom room, just hang out still. We'll be here. This is really a break between callers 2 and 3. Bye, everybody.
Bye.